Okay. Whew. So, I'm really overwhelmed right now. I've got a lot of emotions going on, and I feel like I should take some more medication because I have a I have too much adrenaline that pumps around my body, so I have to take medication for it because I feel heightened all the time. And I mean, this is talking from a medical professional. Anyway, so when I have like high emotions, in a good way, the adrenaline really kicks the fuck in. And so I've been friends with this person for, jeez, about 8 or 9 years, I suppose. Yeah. And I had no idea. None. I mean, I have a lot of male friends in the food industry. This is not uncommon, not unknown. It's not, won't be a surprise to anyone that knows me. And so I have lots of conversations with people all over the world about food, restaurants, anything to do with the service industry, every day, day in, day. And I love those conversations. Those conversations, that is home for me. I love plants and I love painting, but food is my love, is my first love, will always be a big part of my life. People eat, but this is a different level. Anyway, so I think yesterday, I mean, I've had infrequent chats with this person. It's not ever been anything big or anyway. So, oh God, because I've got a surge of emotions, so I've got to be really careful with those emotions. Because I feel quite overwhelmed, but in a really good way. Because I know that, like, forever, right? So, like, 8 or 9 years on my Facebook in particular, is that person seen a lot and has seen me express many, many different emotions and experiences in that whole time. And I know some very, very talented chefs, and I mean like Michelin star. And these people are actually genuine my friends, or friends of friends, and I see the work and it's outstanding, phenomenal, beautiful, and so I started having this conversation that to me, and it was a very normal conversation because it's always been about food. And there has been an element of support there, but in a very gentle manner, like I've not eaten. That's a daily occurrence, and that's not bragging, that's truthful honesty. Many, many people talk to me every single day about all sorts of different things. So, anyway, I kind of had an idea that this person might like me more than just someone that you're friends with or connected to, but never kind of pursued it because, well, just didn't. You know, all the stuff that's happened to me can kind of make me forget a lot of basic things in life. And Yeah. Really takes over. Not because you're constantly thinking about it, but I think your subconscious kind of. Sorry. I should go to bed soon. Your brain's, I think, basically, and your body is kind of concentrating on dealing with everyday life, to be honest. Anyway, so we're having a conversation, and I kind of think, hang on a minute, is he wanting to take me on a date? Is that what this is? And I'm not sure. And anyway, I just say, look, I said, are you suggesting that we go on a date together? I mean, he was very sweet about it and gentle, which is the way forward with me, to be honest. I need someone who's very gentle and emotionally intelligent. And emotional intelligence for me, very important. So is self-respecting themselves without any doubt. If you haven't got self-respect, we can't do anything. Not a chance. And he's like, I'd absolutely love to take you out, and I'm happy to meet you anywhere that you want. And I'm like, because I really want to go to Edinburgh to the Botanical Garden. And I'm not going to say where this person's from. I'm not even going to say the name because, no, why should I? Not doing that. Anyway, and he's like, I'd meet you in Edinburgh if you wanted to. I'm like, what? But I want to go to Manchester, actually. I want to go stay back at Selina's and go to Evelyn's and this other place, Mackie Mayers, I think it's called. Anyway, and he's like, I'd love to meet if you want to meet in Manchester and you feel comfortable there. Absolutely. I was like, what? This guy lives a long, long way from Manchester. Like a really, really long way. And I'm like, oh. And he's like, and now we've got to talk about champagne. He's like, and I said, is pink champagne a thing? I'm sure I've had pink champagne. He's like, we'll have pink champagne as a pre-meal drink. It's like, what? Like, what? Okay. I mean, because don't get me wrong, I'm the kind of girl, and I am a girl, I like that. I'm a girl, I'm a woman, yes. Not a cis woman. Fucking what? I'm a woman. Let's not do that. And, a girl. Like, this is nice. Okay, I've had a day with lots of emotions. Oh, picked up a beautiful cycle today that I've been trying to buy on Facebook Marketplace for two, I don't want to say swear, 2 fucking weeks. 2 fucking weeks I've been trying to get this bike. 2 fucking weeks. It was a journey. Like, let me have, do you want to sell the bike? Don't you want to sell it? Do you want to sell it? Are you interested in selling it? Because they said it was like £10, and I was like, I'm happy to take it for tenner. They just was not giving me an address, and I was like, oh my God, I want to pull my hair out right now. Please give me it. Anyway, I had to walk a little bit to go get it, and it rained this morning, so on the way, I asked my best friend for his bike lock. Left my old, but I've left 2 bikes at my old property, and I can just not. I don't want to go back there. I'm not interested. So fuck those bikes. They're gone. Fuck them. Really got no interest. So, and then thought I'll walk. I'll go grab a coffee. Amazing coffee. It was so strong. Then it started raining, but really lightly. know when Peter Kay says, that fine drizzle that really makes you wet, like that. It's true though. Picked up the bike, dropped the bike home. I thought there was some up there then. Dropped the bike home, went out and did some shopping, and came up, and I think I'd been, I spoke to this person in the morning, and then this afternoon we spoke, and I'm like, I feel really overwhelmed, but in a really kind of emotionally nice way. Oh, a little heart feels really lovely. Holy shit. Right, okay. Jesus. Because, right, it's going to take someone very special, and I know it, to understand me and get me, because I know that I'm complexed. I know my downfalls. I know them. And I've been friends with this guy on Facebook for a very long time. So he's seen a lot of stuff. And he let me know about our first conversation. Our first conversation was over a restaurant that's in Leeds called Friends of Ham. God damn it. That's so weird because my memory's shocking, but I think I actually remember the conversation because he remembered it. Friends of Ham is like charcuterie, so it's like cured meats and cheeses, and I think obviously really good wines. And I went with my best friend Adrian, who's my carer, but obviously at that time, I think me and Adrian were together at that point. Yeah, I'm sure we was. Or we'd split up and I was living away from him then. I'm not sure. And I was like, hang on, this guy got a crush on me? This guy like me? And then I started laughing, but not about him. I need to be very clear about that. I laughed because I was like, this guy's seen every side of me. Every side of me. He's like seen everything. And he was like, I've seen you, your posts, the raw, the good, the bad. I think he said the indifferent. And I like it all. I want to see all that. And it doesn't faze me. And I was like, whoa. This is the first time ever. And I needed to hear that. And I've never, 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 ever said online that that's what I need to hear. I've never, never. That is something I've always. And I'm like, it's going to take someone who's calm, who's gentle. Like, not overly gentle, like, you know, but who's gentle, who's warm, who's calm. To get me, to understand me, to see me, to be around me, because I know that there's a lot of different elements of me. No one's perfect. So to hear that, and I'm like, right, I can't just be with anyone. I cannot do that. I cannot give myself. God, I've gone on a lot, sorry. And I've not had therapy this week because my therapist was off. I've not had any therapy this week at all. But I'm back in therapy next week. What day are we on? Thursday. So, yeah, I'm really feel very emotional over that. That's a lot, because that person's seen everything that I've gone through in that last bad relationship. He's seen it, and he gets the Mademoiselle page, he gets it, and he gets all the other stuff that I'm doing, and he's seen it, and he's not fazed by it. He's not, okay. God, my heart's, she's having a moment, is my little heart, in a very gentle, sweet way. I think this is what they mean by humble. Not that be humbled shit. That's all that people have got that mixed up. Oh. God, I think I'm going to end up having a late one. I have to get in bed and try and just relax. God, my heart feels quite full. Whoa. I tell you for why, and I know exactly why. It's because it was out of the blue for me. It was unexpected for me. And that, for me, is exactly how I've always wanted. I've always wanted someone to do that. And that sounds really silly, doesn't it? That I've always... It's good because someone knows all their sides and isn't fazed by it. And has been distantly a part of my life for a long time. Okay. Oh, you learn something new every day, don't you? This is a nice feeling. Which is exactly what it was meant to be. Happy days for Sadelle.